I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The lower house of the Indian Parliament passed a bill today to create an anti-corruption ombudsman. The lawmakers pretty much had to act after months of public demonstrations brought tens of thousands of Indians onto the streets to protest government graft. Meanwhile, a prominent opponent of the bill began a three-day fast in Mumbai. Anna Hazare is demanding much tougher legislation. New York Times Mumbai correspondent Vikas Bajaj was at the protest rally that Hazare organized. What is the nature of the protest that pressured the government?
The nature of the protest is rallies around Mr. Hazare when he's fasting. There are rallies also in the streets from time to time. It's not, you know, it's nothing compared to what we saw in the Arab Spring, but there have been many instances now this year of people coming out into the streets in the thousands to protest corruption. Indians see corruption sort of in their everyday lives, although it's unclear whether that's what's motivating them or whether it's the large corruption scandals that have been uncovered this year related to telecom licenses and the Commonwealth Games that were held last year.
Describe both of those for us. So what happened on a mega level and then what's happening individually in terms of people's lives, and that's certainly not new.
At the mega level, there was these telecom licenses that were given out in 2008, and a government audit found that perhaps as much as $40 billion in revenues was lost because the licenses were given out in a first-come, first-served basis rather than being auctioned as they would have been, say, in the United States. The assumption is that many officials were paid off to rig the licenses in such a way that certain favored companies got them. In the Commonwealth Games, these were the big games held last year, that a lot of equipment and construction was done at really inflated prices. And there are people in jail in both of these scandals who are awaiting trial.
How about on the micro level, how corruption still reaches down to the people?
So yeah, the micro level, you know, the corruption that most people are really upset about is the corruption that involves police officers, for instance. You have to bribe them when they stop you for traffic infraction, or you have to bribe them to register a complaint. If you want to get a what's called a ration card, which is essentially a card that allows you to buy food at a subsidized rate, you have to pay somebody off. If you want to get a passport, you have to pay usually the passport office and then the police officer who comes to check.
So this activist who is, as you said, on his third hunger strike of the year, Anna Hazare, how is he doing physically, by the way?
His aides say that he is ill. He's got a virus infection, and they say that he already hasn't been eating for 2 days, and he's been on medication. One of them, when I was there at the rally today, said that, asked him to at least have some fruit so that he'd recover some strength, but he appears not to have paid any heed to that advice.
Vikas Bajaj of the New York Times in Mumbai, thank you very much.
Thank you.